got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday again. Amazing how time goes by. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7733, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. The biblical question for this week, the biblical question, who's dumber, men of women? Who's dumber, men of women? Very good question. And nobody seems to really know, or everyone knows. I don't know. And I'll put my little two cents in. They're there to encourage you to think for yourself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're busy, we are here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And so different people listen to the show at different times. But if you're, like, busy and you're not able to sit and watch it live, you can see or hear it live anywhere in the world by going to the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. I do appreciate it. So there is a couple lines open there if you want to jump in there. We're going to get to everyone. It is Thursday. And though we take all calls on all issues, Thursday we take the Bible Thumpers call a little bit early and spend a little bit more time with Bible Thumpers. Because Bible Thumpers need love as well. Love the Bible Thumpers. They're doing the best they could. They don't know it about it. Forgive them. They know not what they do. So every Thursday, for those who are tuning in for the first time, every Thursday, though we take all calls again, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, God!
Amazing. amazing. Bible Thumper Thursday. I realize and I understand, because we are all mistaught when we are born by our parents, by the schools, by the churches, by friends, by everybody. We are mistaught. So, like, when you wake up, you like, you start to unlearn everything that you've been taught. Because everything that you've been taught has been wrong. And that's why everyone is so miserable. They've been taught wrong. And then they're thinking, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. All thoughts are all lies. About anything. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Isn't that amazing? So you've been taught wrong, Bible thumpers and everyone. They have used the Bible intentionally or unintentionally, and they have dumbed you down, which is preventing you from waking up, preventing you from waking up. And that's amazing to me. I've said that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's not physical. And that every human being, there is not one, but every human being is possessed with evil until they Every human being is possessed with evil until they wake up. You are not in control. You never have been and never will be. And I know a lot of Christians think that you can and that you are, but you're not. Absolutely not, you can't be. And I know a lot of people think that they are in control. Oh, I'm in control of my own life. No, you're not. You have never made a decision on your own. You never will make one. It is impossible to make a decision. You know, amazing? And yet you think that you are in control of your own life. Every human being is possessed. Anyone, I don't care who it is, anyone that has anger, you have fear. Anyone has fear has anger. And anyone that has anger, which is evil, by the way, is hatred, is being possessed with evil, and you're being controlled by evil, and you think that is you. You think you are making those decisions to hate your fellow man. You think you are making a decision to be jealous and envious, whether psychologically or physically. But you're not. You think that it's you that is causing you to hate your brothers and sisters. It's not you. Likewise, when you overcome, and some people are, few will, the love you will receive from God, it's the love that's going to operate through you to love your fellow man, even your enemy. It won't be your love. Human beings don't have love to give. The heart of human beings are evil. Human beings do not have love. And so to fight one another for love and relationships and everything, it's a waste of time. It is a waste of time. Isn't that amazing? I have this perfect example of what I believe and what I see to be evil operating through this human being. And what the sound bites I'm going to play for you and show you is every human being on earth until you start to overcome, until you see that your heart is wicked, that your heart is evil. That your heart is evil. And the depths of human hearts goes beyond what you can even imagine. And every human being that has anger cannot be trusted. I don't care who they are, how close they are to you, they cannot be trusted. You can bank on that. They cannot be trusted. They cannot be trusted. They are murderers. Anyone that has anger is a murderer. And they are two hoops and a holler away from becoming Jeffrey Dahmer. This particular woman that I'm about to tell you about and show you, the spirit that's driving this woman is driving every human being. It's driving the mother that turned the children away from the father. It's driving the father and mother who fight one another, who argue with one another to try to get something emotional. This spirit that caused you to be sad or so-called happy, to be jealous and envious and strife, revenge, suicidal thought, it's all the same. It's no different than what's driving this woman. It's all the same. And as soon as you start to realize that you are possessed and can admit it to yourself, I'm not telling you that you have to go out and admit it to anyone, but to yourself, you got to see it. And then you go and forgive. I'm gonna put myself on hold. I got to find out what's going on. I'm not getting any feedback. It looks like everything stopped. Hold on a minute, folks. I'll be right back. Okay, I got it now. What's going on? There are issues with the phones right now. All is well. It's just they're working on it, and they're taking care of it, all right? Issues with the phone. So as I was saying, the same spirit that's driving this person is driving every human being. Every human being that gossip is driven by evil. It's the same spirit that drove this woman to allegedly done what she did, been accused of. Allegedly, I'm saying. But first, I want to read Matthew 5:21 to you. It's deep. You don't hear this a lot, but it's deep and it's true. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, you shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Isn't that amazing? But yet, y'all been told that anger is good. You need anger to protect yourself. Anger, Jesus was angry, they say. You've been lied to about anger. Anger is evil. But anyway, again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, I don't know what that word is. I can't see it right now. Raka is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. This is so deep. Matthew 5:21. You can drop anger right now if you wanted to and be of love. You don't have to be angry. You don't have to hold on to anger. Anger is not good. It's not your natural nature. It's your human nature, which is evil, which is of your father, the devil. Anyone that has anger love evil, but they call it good. But they love evil. And everyone, almost everyone, maybe one or two have gotten away with not being taught that. But most people have been taught and told that anger is good. And yet, those that has anger has no peace. And they don't question that. Okay, if anger is good, why am I so miserable? They won't even ask themselves that. Because they have accepted a lie and call it good. But don't worry, you could overcome anger just like that. You could drop it right now if you wanted to. If you wanted to drop it, you can. But you don't want to because you love your misery. You love your hell. You love the thrills that come from being angry. You love them. That's why you hold on to them. You love the thrill. And then you people ask, well, how do you do it? How do you just drop it? You just drop it. You don't want to drop it because you love your hell. You love the thrill. People love the up and down thrills. They love them, the so-called good thrills and bad ones. They thrive off the thrill, and that's why they can't drop it. If you didn't love it, you let it go. But I want to show you what I believe is a demonic black woman who stabbed white young boy and mother, according to the report. This, you're going to be looking right in the eyes of evil. But the interesting part isn't that the same spirit that's driving this woman to do that is driving people to smile at you. And while they're smiling at you, they're stabbing you in the back. And you're looking at evil with a smile. Our battle is spiritual. And this story, according to what I've been seeing and reading, is amazing to me. One thing I want to say before I play it is that white people, this incident allegedly happened to a white woman and a white child, but because white people are hated, you're going to see more of this. If not this particular, when they're going around stabbing you, they're going to hate you even more so because they have been told for years now that you are the problem. They have not been told that evil is the problem, but that you are the problem. Isn't that amazing? And so by telling you people that, the blacks and others that, the responsibility has been taken away from the blacks and others to examine themselves so that they can be free, because they have been convinced by evil inside other people and evil inside themselves that white people are the problem. And white people are the most hated species on this side of heaven for no reason at all, zero reason. Of course, I know that there are a lot of made-up reasons, but they're not true. Each adult human being is responsible for their own hell, and no one else is. Your parents, of course, they let you down because they had not overcome their hell when you were born. You were born into their hell. But as an adult, you're responsible. Your parents or no one else is responsible for helping you to overcome your hell. Isn't that amazing? But I want to show you this this very, very interesting act of evil. It's mind-blowing. And it's everywhere. This is from the Daily Mail. Surveillance video shows the suspect wandering in an Ohio grocery store carrying a large knife stolen from a nearby thrift store. So this black woman, black female, is walking around in the store, according to a report, in an Ohio grocery store. And she's just freely carrying around a big knife. It appeared to be big, that she stole, according to this report, from a nearby thrift store. And she's just walking around with it. Nobody's stopping her. Isn't that amazing? And the white mother swerved her cart around the black lady, who turned around seemingly to stalk the white mother and child. Watch this from the Daily Mail. It's a silent video, but there go the black woman. Look like she has a knife. There go the white woman with her baby. And look how the black woman turned around. See there? There she go again with the knife. Here come the... So here she going out of the store, and there go the white woman with the baby. And she seemed to be stalking or following this white woman out into the parking lot. That's amazing, huh? I want you to see that one. Are we able to play that again? I want you to see that one. It's a silent footage, right? So you can't hear it in case you're watching by listening by radio or whatever. So you're going to see a black, what appears to be a black female, kind of walking around in the store, carrying a long knife, and no one says anything. I don't know if maybe people didn't see it, or maybe they didn't think. Here's some crazy nut walking around about to kill somebody with a knife. And you're going to see this white woman with her child walk toward them, that woman. And when they get near each other, the black woman stops and looks over at the white woman. And it appears that that's when she starts to follow this woman. Watch this from the Daily Mail. So here comes the black woman with the knife. Here comes the white woman, and the black woman going a different way. Why has she stopped and turned around? The little child in the car, shopping cart. Now she's following this woman. There she go again. Waiting at the door, the exit there still seemed to be following the white woman. And this is supposed to be a human being now. Isn't that amazing? And now they just left the building. Isn't that amazing? And witnesses say that she walked up to the mother. This black woman, according to the witnesses, walked up to the mother and child in the parking lot, stabbed them, and walked away. Police found her still carrying the knife. According to this report, and according to witnesses, they say she just, in the parking lot, walked over to the mother and the child and stabbed them, driven by evil. Two hoops and a holler from becoming Jeffrey Dahmer. And this is even more prevalent now than any other time that I'm aware, since I've been on Earth, in history, because people are angry, they are high, they are drunk, they're on drugs, they're smoking pot, and they are angry. Just imagine all that mixed together. I don't know if this woman was high or drunk, but she definitely is angry, in my opinion. Just imagine that. You get up and you go to the store and you put your child in the shopping cart. You're not thinking about anything but buying some groceries, possibly going back home, make dinner or something, or feed your child. In the meantime, some evil female, black female, walking around in the store. And you're not even, like, paying attention to what's going on. Because you're not thinking that something like this would happen. And some angry black female walking around in the store with a knife for whatever reason, you caught her attention. And she followed you, according to the report, out to the parking lot and kill your child, according to the story, and wound you with the knife. There's more to this story. And they're still working on the phones, I think. I'll let you know as I know. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The antidote healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Amazing story, huh? This is hell on earth inside of human beings. You still think that there's something nice and good in human beings? It's not. The human heart is evil. Salvation is of the heart. You must be born of the heart. It's up to heart. By the way, we have a brand new episode of The Fallen State coming up this Friday, which is tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. Brand new episode. This episode, this week's episode is a re-upload of an interview I did with Jordan Peterson back in 2016. And Jordan is an author and psychology professor. Watch this. Oh, we don't have it. Oh, we don't have it, Paul. I thought we had it. Also, don't forget, you can get your white Houston shirts right now. Nothing seemed to be working today. I'm sorry about this. I'm not like really sorry, but I'm sorry. You have it now? Okay, here's the Fallen State.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What are principles and where do they come from?
To treat other people like you'd like them to treat you and tell the truth.
Why is the difference between men and women important?
You have to have some sort of model for your behavior. It helps us remain predictable and desirable to one another. If you get rid of all the roles, then no one knows what to do. I think that the people who are pushing this agenda have the destruction of Western civilization as their fundamental goal.
It was an amazing discussion with Jordan Peterson. I think you're going to like it, even though it was back in 2016. All right? And you can support The Fallen State while you're there at thefallenstate.tv/donate or locals.com. All right? This Friday at 12 noon. 12 noon Pacific. And you can get your white history T-shirts now. Get them now. Order now so you'll have it by July. July come. I mean, it'll be here before you know it. This is June, and June is going by fast. Go to julyfeelswhite.com. julyfeelswhite.com or rebuildingtheman.com. /store, all right? And get your T-shirts now. I want to finish up on this story where, according to a report, a black female went into a Ohio grocery store carrying a large knife stolen from a nearby thrift store. And for some reason, this white woman and her child caught this woman's attention. The white woman going one way down the aisle, and this black female appeared to be going another way, but she caught the attention to this black female and this black female, according to the report, followed her outside of the store and in the parking lot, stabbed and killed the child, and wounded the mother. Isn't that amazing? This is from the New York Post. 32-year-old suspect Beyonce Elliott, Ellie Smertz, and giggles in court as she's charged with murder of three-year-old Julian Woods. Watch this from Catch Up on X.
Code section 2903.11A1 and or endangering children in violation of Ohio Revised Code section 2919.22B2. Count 4 alleges that on or about June 3, 2024, the defendant did knowingly cause serious physical harm to J.W. on date of birth 10/29/2020. Count 5 alleges that on or about June 3rd, 2024, torture or cruelly abuse J.W. The defendant did, knowing that an official proceeding or investigation was in progress or was about to be or likely to be instituted, alter, destroy, conceal, or remove any record, document, or thing with the purpose to impair its value or availability as evidence in such proceeding or investigation. I have now read the indictment to you. Do you wish to enter a plea of not guilty?
Same.
Pardon me?
Same.
What's same mean? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I understand the victims are represented and they want to make a comment before I set bond. Is that true?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
Did she eat the baby? That's evil. But that's evil in an extreme way. But the same spirit that drove her to allegedly carry out this act, it's the same spirit that caused you to go after other human beings, revenge, jealousy, when you want to be like someone else, when you are angry. It's the same spirit. There's no different. Zero different. When husbands and wives fight one another, it's the same spirit that drove that woman to allegedly carry out this evil act. It's the same spirit when mothers go to court and put a phony cry up, oh, he beat me, or he shouldn't be around the kid, and try to keep the tears from the fathers. That's the same evil spirit that drove that woman to allegedly do what she has been accused of doing, stabbing and killing a little kid and wounding the mother. That's the same spirit. Isn't that amazing? It's no different. You'll look at that act and think what you're doing is not that bad. Or somehow or another, you're a little better. But you're not. You're evil. Evil is evil is evil. The same spirit that's going after the Great White Hope, the Democrats who are trying to stop him from being president, those who are trying to take him to court and get and the reporters who are Whoopi Goldberg and all those people who are like getting joy out of watching what they think the president is suffering. It's the same spirit. It's no different. It's the same evil driving them to rejoice in another man's problem. It's the same spirit that drove that female to do what she's been accused of. It's the same one, no different. And I'm telling you this so you can get to know yourself and see that evil is evil is evil. And that woman is sitting there grinning and just loving it. But inwardly, she's miserable. Believe me. She's burning in her own hell. She's not as happy as she's pretending, but she's trying to present it that way so she can hopefully she'll find some peace as she wants. Isn't that amazing? This is from Fox 8. Local news report on the crime. Local news report on the crime. And the father speaks in court. Watch this.
Walking into court to face charges for killing an innocent child.
And now the I-Team has found Bianca Ellis has claimed she murdered someone in California. And she even told Cleveland police she wanted to kill someone.
Here, Ellis smiled and made faces at a hearing on the murder of 3-year-old Julian Wood. North Olmsted police say last week, outside a Giant Eagle, Ellis attacked the boy and his mother with a knife, even though she didn't know them.
Judge Nancy Margaret Russo had no patience for courtroom shenanigans.
You wish to enter a plea of not guilty?
C.
Pardon?
C.
What's saying to you? Yes or no?
Yes.
And the child's family had no patience either.
She took everything from us. There's nothing that could ever replace my son. Do whatever you can to keep this monster behind bars. It's horrendous. And I really wish no bail, period.
Back in county court, Julian's family said Ellis should be held in jail.
Amazing, huh? Just imagine your son, little son like that, 3 years old, and your wife, I guess it was his wife, go shopping for groceries, you're off doing whatever you're doing, and you hear later that your wife has been stabbed, and your son, 3-year-old son, is dead. And the person that did it didn't even know him. And then you're watching the person in court smile, feeling nothing about it. And they're saying that this woman says she killed other people. This earth is evil. Not the earth itself, not the physical earth, but the human beings of the earth. Every human being has that kind of hell in them until they return to the Father. It's not going to change until you return to the Father. Except that Jesus is not going to do it. You must be born again. Your heart must change. It ain't racism. It ain't sexism. It ain't white supremacism, homophobism, or antisemitism, or Allahu Abba-ism. It's evil. Get to know yourself so you can overcome evil. Here is, this is from Fox 8, local news investigation. Her crimes across the country. Watch this.
Now the I-Team has uncovered more police reports and more court records that raise the question as to why Ellis was not locked up before the toddler was murdered.
We've uncovered recent cases from Northeast Ohio to California and to Florida. March, Ellis arrested near Orlando for trespassing at a hotel.
February, Cleveland police took a call from a woman's shelter. A report shows Ellis demanded the staff call 911 so she can confess to a murder. She told police she murdered someone in Bakersfield, California.
Police there did not have Ellis tied to any murders, but they had just issued 3 warrants against her for assault.
At that call to the women's shelter, police say Ellis also told them she wanted to kill someone and eat their flesh. So Cleveland police took her to the hospital for a psych evaluation. But that report also shows North Olmsted police did not come and get her, even though she had been wanted for a probation violation.
Yeah, I'm going over here to the bus stop.
Last week, the I-Team revealed Ellis got arrested for violating probation in North Olmsted. just days before the murder of little Julian.
A magistrate recommended a mental health check, but Judge Brian Hagan released Ellis without a hearing. We've now uncovered chilling new information about Ellis, but last week the judge told us he was unaware of anything alarming when releasing Ellis.
What would you do differently handling this case or even next time?
Nothing. I'm confident in the way that the court handled this matter.
The I team now revealing more about her out on the streets nationwide.
And Judge Russo made it nearly impossible for Ellis to go free before standing trial for the death of this child.
$5 million.
In Cleveland, Peggy Gallick.
Ed Gallick, Fox 8, I team.
Mason. We're looking at her walking out of court. And they went, isn't that amazing? I believe the reason she was able to get away with it, if all this is true, that she did this in other states, something like this, or want to assault people or whatever, she's black. And she can get away with it. The police ain't coming for you if you're black. You're not going to court. Or, I mean, to jail if you're black. And the courts are afraid to put you in jail if you're black because they don't want to be called racist. The police are not coming for you because they don't want to be called police brutality or racist. Our country has been handicapped with that word. And that is evil. And that's what it was meant for, is to handicap the country, white people, the court system, the prisons, the jail. Let them all out, they say, and no bail bond. We played so many, sound bites over the year or so, and maybe longer, of white people getting attacked in New York, in the train stations over there in New York and L.A. and other places. And what happens when they attack white people? They walk in one door of the courthouse and right, or the jailhouse or wherever, right through the back door. They out. They let them out. Because you can't do this to black people. And plus, white people's lives don't matter to these people. It's evil, folks. A little kid is dead. A 3-year-old kid. Can you imagine the father getting the news that his wife has been stabbed and his child is dead and allegedly done by someone that didn't even know him at all? Fox 8 is reporting that the suspect claimed to have murdered a white woman months beforehand in Bakersfield, California. According to Fox 8, she claimed that she's murdered some white woman months beforehand in Bakersfield, California. I would not be surprised, maybe it won't happen, but I would not be surprised if this Ellis woman got out of prison again, out of jail or wherever they sent her. I wouldn't be surprised. She's black. And the people she, I guess, at least the ones in this Ohio market, were white. And remember when that far-left liberal radical Black Lives Matter group, worse than the KKK, hate the family, hate God, and call themselves lesbians. Remember when they didn't even allow white people to say white lives matter? And white people were afraid to say white lives matter, something, not all. And now this is what you're getting. fear and anger is not your friend. Fear and anger is not your friend. The spirit of fear is not of God. God has not given you a spirit of fear. So if you have it, and you do if you have anger, you can overcome it. It is not you. You don't have to live with fear. 888-777-7773. 888-77-JESSE. What an amazing act of evil. Acts of evil. Is it acts of evil or act? Hake.
Act of evil.
Act of evil. Isn't that amazing? It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse because it's evil. But good news, if you overcome evil within your own heart, you'll be fine. Really, you really will. Right here on earth, you have peace on earth. In spite of all the hell that's going on around you, you can have peace on earth because the hell that's going on around you is happening inside of other people, and whatever other people are doing, that's them. It has nothing to do with you. Amazing. Can we do Super Chat? We have time?
Yeah.
Super Chat.
Over on Cash App, Bond JLP on Cash App, Adler donated and gave you a tip and answered the biblical question.
Thank you. Who's dumber, men or women?
Men are dumber, says Adler.
Thank you for responding. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Priscilla from Houston bought three coffees. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk.
Thank you, Priscilla.
Jesse, the reason El Salvador has changed for the better has nothing to do with the president. It's because all the gang members have migrated to the United States of America.
No. I mean, that's probably happening. Yes, I'm sure a lot of them are coming here. But prior to all this happening, it was already known that the president of El Salvador was locking them up. He was locking them up. The word was already out. So he was taking care of this even before these gang members were allowed to openly come here. Isn't that amazing? Thank you, though. I understand.
Bond JLP Cash App tip from Brittany. Hey, Jesse, my name is Ania. I'm a big fan. Love your show. Please read my comment.
Thank you, Ania. And we read your comment. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Ravinder
bought a coffee. Thanks for the support.
Ravinder bought a coffee. Replace the Y. Pray. Replace the Y with I-S-E. Praise. Hands up. And he says it twice. Thank you for your two coffees, Ravinder.
Thank you. I don't quite know what it means, but thank you. Let me take a quick break. Two more hours to go. Back in a moment. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Thursday, June 13th, AD 2024. Working to get our lines fixed on the call-in line, guys. So in the meantime, it's Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back. to more great stories and your super chats, the rest of your super chats. Southern Baptists voted to oppose IVF, in vitro fertilization. Yesterday, more than 10,000 delegates at Southern Baptist Convention approved a resolution condemning the use of in vitro fertilization, IVF. The measure says fertility treatment most often engages in the destruction of embryonic human life. During the IVF process, a couple will typically choose to create multiple embryos in order to improve the chances of a successful implantation of to make a baby. The unused embryos are then frozen, destroyed, or donated to medical research. The resolution is not a ban and will have no binding impact on families in Southern Baptist churches who are considering it, fertility treatments. Still, it calls on the church members to advocate for the government to restrain the use of IVF. The resolution on IVF is a condemnation. It could signal the anti-abortion movement's next fight after Roe v. Wade, after the Alabama so-called Supreme Court, state Supreme Court, right, ruled in February that frozen embryos are considered children. IVF has become a flashpoint in the battle over so-called reproductive rights. Republicans have been struggling to address the issue, not wanting to alienate their base or more moderate voters ahead of the November election. But the Southern Baptist Church has nearly 13 million members in the United States, making it a powerful voting bloc. Could up the pressure on Republicans to act. Senate demon rats, Democrats, they're expected to force a vote today on a bill that would codify the right to fertility treatments. Right. A right. Give me a break. Including IVF. What a mess, huh? Crazy. And by the way, another crazy story. North Dakota became the first state to approve age limits for lawmakers. Earlier this week, North Dakota voters backed a state constitutional amendment that blocks congressional candidates from running for office if they turn 81 years old during their term. Whoa. North Dakota's measure is believed to be the first of its kind. Ageism? The new restriction does not affect any members of the state's current congressional delegation. Still, the amendment is likely to face legal challenges because the Supreme Court ruled back in 1995 that states cannot add eligibility requirements beyond what's already in the Constitution. The vote offers a rare glimpse into how some Americans feel about older politicians running for office. Comes as one poll found that 60% of Americans think both President Biden and our greatest President Trump are too old to run for office. Biden's 81, already holds the title for being the oldest U.S. president in history. And Trump turns 78 tomorrow on Flag Day, June 14th. Nice. Both have also had public verbal gaffes. The far left females at the skim trying to compare Trump's mind to Biden's mind, give me a break, that have put their ability to run for office into question. So they claim. Anyway, there is other stuff going on. If you're longing to travel but need to renew your passport, don't fret. The U.S. State Department this week has beta testing on their online program. So you could possibly renew your passport on the internet. Count me in. They're tracking me every other way, huh? It could help expedite the passport renewal process, according to Commie Nonsense Network. Also, leaders of the G7 summit, they met up the other day, the world's most powerful economies in Italy. They're meeting up in Italy today for crucial policy discussions. Major focus is Russia and their war in Ukraine and Ukraine's war against Russia and the Globo Homo's war against Russia. And the G7 is set to announce a series of joint initiatives looking to rebuild alliances to stand up to Russia's aggression. Crooked Joe Biden arrived with over 300 new sanctions aimed at further isolating the country. What a mess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
To stand up strong,
ain't the truth about themselves. To understand what went wrong, I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. What's over there? Oh, uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. They're working on the phone system. It seemed to be not on us, our end, but somewhere else. So Billy, the engineer, along with the anchor baby, they're looking into it, all right? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just don't have time to sit and watch the show live, you can listen to the show while you're working out or whatever you're doing, making breakfast, lunch, and dinner, buying fentanyl, having fentanyl withdrawals, whatever you're doing. You can be listening to the show anywhere in the world by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond. Oh, okay. JLP Cash App. All right. Amazing. So what I want to do is finish up on the Super Chats. We ran out of time there because of the hour being up. And I just want to, if you did not catch the first hour, and where we talked about this woman who's been accused, a black female being accused of killing a white kid and wounding the mother of the kid in a parking lot in Ohio, there at an Ohio grocery store. And this woman being accused of assaulting or attacking other people around the country, according to the report. If you miss that, you podcast that and you watch it. And I want you to watch it because I want to encourage you to start to be aware. When you're out and about nowadays, where you're shopping or are you out having lunch or dinner at some cafe, or you're just walking down the road, you need to get off your cell phones. I'm not saying that that mother was on her cell phone, but I'm saying you need to be aware. You need to be aware. You're walking down the road in your cell phone. It doesn't even make sense. You're so into your cell phones, you don't see your enemies behind you. Or in some cases, right in front of you. So I would recommend, do what you want, of course, that you start to be conscious of your surrounding. Of America, my country is not the same anymore. It has changed. And it's been changed by evil people. They want it this way. If they didn't want it this way, they wouldn't be defunding the police. They wouldn't be taking away bail bonds. They wouldn't be letting the blacks out of prisons and jails. They wouldn't be giving the people free drugs, pot, and all type of needle stuff. They want it this way, folks, because they are evil. They want you afraid. They want chaos. And that's why I'm warning the Trump supporters. Do not get angry at what's happening with Donald Trump, the great white hope. They want you angry because they know that if you become angry, you're going to overreact. And when you overreact, they're going to call you racist. They're going to call you white supremacist. They're going to call you a Trump supporter. And they're going to say Trump encouraged this. And they're going to lock you up. They're going to take away your rights. And if you're angry, you're going to fall right into their hands because you're going to do what they want you to do. You won't be able to help it. You'll be set up. It would be a setup. Do not be angry. Stay away from anger. Stay away from anger. There's no good in anger. Anger is not a defense. It's not. Anyway, super chat. Super, super. Did you guys
hear that? Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Four. Did you catch that? Says Ravinder with four coffees.
What? What'd you say?
Four. Did you catch that?
I didn't, but thank you.
Thank you, Ravinder.
Yeah, appreciate it, Ravinder. Thank you.
For the support. That's cool.
Yeah.
Someone is now a member, monthly supporter on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Thank you.
I think you should take a poll on this week's biblical question. Just a thought. Oops, all thoughts, all lies, all the time. Laughing face. Thanks, Jesse. Amazing. Oh, no, yeah, the stream. Pardon us, there's a strange interlude. The stream went out on YouTube. Terrible. Let me just double check over on Rumble to see if we're going. Oh, yeah, frozen on the...
Hold on, folks, we got to work this out.
We're caching and the stream went down on YouTube.
Yeah, the stream is down on both. It's not just YouTube, it's everywhere. Yeah.
End this music. Do you guys hear me talking on the phone, Ray?
Yeah.
Do you guys, you hear me through your headphones right now?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mute that again. And play the music.
Mama Thumper. Supper.
Ready to connect. Click connect to show.
Amazing.
Thumper.
What amazing liturgies on a Bible Thumper Thursday, folks.
Amazing. Beautiful.
I feel almost, I don't know, I feel like repentant and guilty and happy all at once. I don't know what it is about these Catholics. Turn down a little bit while I talk to the people. What's up, folks, on this beautiful Thursday? You would imagine what's going on here in the background, folks. And as we're working it out, the anchor baby could have just let the stream continue without a person speaking to the people. So I'm just here with you while we hang out. And we get, because Jesse will be back. Jesse will be back, and we'll take calls too. So I'll be here to inform you of a few things, like a temporary number. So you're going to want to write this down. We're going to use a temporary number for the calls today. Nice. Is that playing me out? Is that the end of the liturgy? Yes. Okay. You can fade that out. I don't know if people can hear me well. What's up, y'all? Good morning. I see you in the chat. Mexican Takeover. Don't go anywhere. We got more Bible Thumper Thursday coming up with Jesse Lee Peterson. It's like on a Bible Thumper Thursday. When
amazing.
We are trying to bring, we're trying to bring insight to the Word. All the Bible Thumpers are like, I'm finally going to get my question. And Satan himself jumps into the cables, dances all over them. And then you can see. But look, we got some things working out. If you remember my Friday number, we're going to use that. We're going to use that for today. A little workaround. So you're going to want to write this number down if you want. If you still have a question for Jesse this morning on Bible Thumper Thursday, or if you don't have a Bible Thumper question, write down this number, okay? This will be our temporary number for today, 844-900-2229, okay? 844-900-2229. And, yeah, I just want to sit here, relax, like, chill out with you guys a little bit, not leave you hanging for those who've been hanging out here with us. And there's some clips I maybe want to steal from the packet here. There's a, you know, as one of the co-producers here, it's always on my mind to be advertising things, to be explaining to the people where they could support, where they could do that. And you know what? I haven't, and I'm going to take responsibility here. I'll take responsibility here. I haven't heard Alpha Jerky on the network. I haven't heard Alpha Jerky on the show, actually, in some time here. And we got to shout it out. We got to ship some love to the Alpha Jerky video. You can go to Big Club USA. I'll tell you again at the end of the video. Let's roll that beautiful footage.
People tell me I have a lot of alpha energy. Jesse, what gives you so much alpha energy, they say? Is it energy drinks? No. Is it cigars? No. It's Alpha Jerky from Big Club USA. Alpha Male, and you can have Alpha Jerky energy too. Amazing.
BigClubUSA.com. BigClubUSA.com. I had to shout out Alpha Jerky, you know. I haven't been checking my P's and Q's and making sure that Jesse's announcing the things that, well, we wanted to announce, right? He's here to take the calls and do the show. And we bother him about all that. But it's got to get done, okay? It's got to get done. And you know what else has to get done? White History Month. White History Month is here. It's coming in a few weeks here. And you want to be ready. You want to have the shirt. It's not like, you may have one of the original, you see it right now, July just feels white. You may have one of the original shirts where it's just a big white history month. Now, if you're a total alpha, you already have one of those and you're out there wearing it. But I know some of you, and I understand it. People are crazy. Some want a little bit more of a low-key celebration, although white is big on the shirt. So you're going to have to have a little courage, just a little bit. July just feels white. Celebrate White History Month with Jesse Lee Peterson. JulyFeelsWhite.com. Get yours today or get yours where you usually get our merch at RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. So you definitely want to get them. You know, there's limited pieces. Can I say this? Can I just tell the people this real quick? There are a limited number of pieces. You know, it's a banned shirt. It gets banned every time we put it somewhere. We found someone to help us out printing them and making them and all that. And the only way it's going to work out is a limited amount of pieces. That's the only way it works out for everybody. So you're going to want to get it, man. You're going to want to get yours today before you hit July for White History Month. Man, those liturgies are on my mind. Those big old, church? Are they Catholic? I'm thinking of St. John Chrysostom. Who knows the liturgy of St. John Chrysostom? That's something you definitely want to check out. If you're feeling in a hooping and hollering kind of mood, would you say liturgies are hooping and hollering? Would you call a liturgy with a big organ and very, you know, is that hooping and hollering of 100 years ago, 100 plus years ago?
I don't think so. I think the Catholic Church is actually closer to the, maybe the...
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'll just tell people about the number that they could call and stuff. You're saying liturgies are not hooping and hollering?
I mean, I don't think so. I think it's more of a calmer orientation.
But I feel it all through me. I'm just like, wow, this feels like God. This feels like heaven. And that's the same feeling I get when I'm hooping and hollering. My God is an awesome God. You know, all that kind of, it gives me the same feelings.
To me, it sounds like Super Mario Brothers, like Bowser's castle.
Yeah, that too. So, folks, did you write down that number? 844-900-2229. This is the number you're going to be able to use for just today so you can talk to Jesse. He will be back. Don't go anywhere. This is a temporary Mexican with a temporary number. In fact, folks, I'm going to have to pass the mantle on here, folks. Take care. See you later.
So, you gave out the number? All right, folks. Oh, welcome back. We're having temporary mess up here. They're working on it, and there is a number if you'd like to call in. This is Jesse, by the way. There's a number if you'd like to call in at 844-900-2229. That's 844-900-2229. All right, and someone out there in the office is testing this number to make sure it's working. And so it's on our end, and they are working to get it back together real soon. All right, so be patient, be patient. So what I want to do is, I want to make a couple of announcements while we're waiting on this thing. Number one, brand new episode of The Fallen State coming up this Friday. A brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. This week episode, this Friday at 12 noon, is a re-upload of an interview I did with Jordan Peterson back in 2016. And for those who might not know, Jordan Peterson is an author and psychology professor. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What are principles and where do they come from?
To treat other people like you'd like them to treat you and tell the truth.
Why is the difference between men and women important?
You have to have some sort of model for your behavior. It helps us remain predictable and desirable to one another. If you get rid of all the roles, then no one knows what to do. I think that the people who are pushing this agenda have the destruction of Western civilization as their fundamental goal.
thefallenstate.tv this Friday at 12 noon. 12 noon, all right? And you can support the Fallen State by going to thefallenstate.tv/donate. thefallenstate.tv/donate. And also on Locals. Locals. And get your T-shirts for White History Month. A lot of people have been asking me about them and asking. And they're finally there. And so get them now. Order now so you can have your order by July. Before July, but, you know, if you order now, you get it sooner rather than later by going to the JulyFeelsWhite.com. JulyFeelsWhite. Oh, we're not able to play that. JulyFeelsWhite.com. And check them out. Very nice shirts. All different colors. Or RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. All right? Amazing. So, we're working on the phone system and the computer system.
We have one caller.
Oh, we have one?
We have one caller.
Oh, it's not showing up here?
It won't show up there.
Oh, who is it?
We have to type it in.
Oh, okay.
His name is Aleem.
Yeah, send it to me.
He wants to talk about reparations. Aleem.
Oh, I thought you were typing it. Oh. Aleem? From where? Aleem, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Aleem? Hold on, Aleem. She's not there. I don't hear. I don't hear. Huh? Our phone? Oh. Okay. Let's take a top of the hour break. We'll come back and start up the third hour. Look like things may be working again. 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing.
Whole lot of mess going on in the world. It's even affecting the studio. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show already. It is Thursday, June 13th, AD 2024. The lines are back open, guys. You can call in right now during Hake News, not Fake News, I do believe. And JLP will be to your calls in the third hour coming right up of Bible Thumper Thursday. So get your Bible thumping in. You only have an hour to do it. Florida floods. Did you hear about this? Millions are under flood watches in Florida after repeated bouts of torrential rain deluged the state. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, the sanctimonious, he's declared an emergency for Broward County, Collier, Lee, Miami-Dade, and Sarasota counties after dangerous flooding on Wednesday disrupted interstates, roadways, schools, and airports. Fort Lauderdale, where the mayor also declared a local state of emergency, received more than a month's worth of rain on Wednesday, 9.58 inches, almost 10 inches of rain. Local officials warned against driving through murky floodwaters, urging storm-weary South Floridians, I call them Floridians, to stay home. Notably, many South Florida residents had just finished repairing their homes after catastrophic flooding in April 2023, only to find water lapping at their doorsteps just this week. It's up to, like, people's waists are higher in some places on the streets. Submerging vehicles, it's a mess. Terrible. Terrible stuff going on in the world. Trump is in D.C., our greatest president, scheduled to meet with Republicans on Capitol Hill today for the first time since becoming the presumptive Republican nominee, as well as a convicted felon, according to the Commie Nonsense Network, which I don't believe is technically true. His appearance will also mark one of the first meetings with a key GOP lawmakers since January 6, 2021, insurrection, which it was not, there, including Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell, the rhino. In an effort to shore up support in the party, Trump is set to a series of closed-door meetings with key congressional allies and vice presidential hopefuls and even a few former outspoken opponents, all of whom expected to line up behind him this fall. And Gaza drama ongoing. The U.S.-backed Israeli proposal for a ceasefire and hostage deal appears in limbo, with neither side yet publicly commenting to the plan. In a statement, Hamas said that they have shown the necessary positivity in all stages of the negotiations, but they have, to reach a comprehensive and acceptable agreement based on just the demands of our people. Secretary of State Antony Blinken earlier questioned whether the militant group was proceeding in good faith. And meanwhile, more than a million Palestinians could face starvation and other mess going on by next month due to the war in Gaza. So says the United Nations Relief Chief warning. SpaceX got sued. Oh, no. SpaceX and CEO Elon Musk sued Wednesday by former employees who claimed they were illegally fired for raising concerns about, get this, gender discrimination and sexual harassment at the rocket company. The lawsuit brought by 8 employees, never hire women in the first place, who were fired in 2022, I'm kidding around, alleges Elon Musk wants to be the leader of a brave new world of space travel, but runs his company in the dark ages, treating women as sexual objects to be evaluated on their bra size, bombarding the workplace with lewd sexual banter, and offering the reprise to those who will challenge the Animal House environment. If they don't like it, they can seek employment elsewhere. That's according to the complaint. Commie Nonsense, of course, has reached out to SpaceX for comment. I'm James Haig. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. We had some mix-up there in the first 2 hours, and especially the second hour. And we did do the first hour, second hour. And so we're back. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. We had some technical problem on our end, but it all seemed to be worked out now. There are a couple lines open if you want to jump in there. We are going to get to all your calls and Super Chat. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question for this week. The biblical question. Who's dumber? Men or women? Who's dumber? Men or women? Amazing question, huh? And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. All right? And if you're out and about, busy, running around, but you would like to hear the show live, you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605. That's 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? That's amazing. And for the new listeners, you might not be aware, we take all calls on all issues, but you might not be aware that Thursdays we pay extra attention to Bible Thumpers because we love Bible Thumpers too. And Bible Thumpers, they have a lot of questions, and when you communicate with them, they don't really listen. They quote the Bible, and when you try to respond to their questions or comment, all they're doing is sitting there with another scripture in the head and not really listening to the conversation. And so we try to donate some time to the Bible Thumpers on Thursday, all right? And I'm taking all calls, though. And today, it's Thursday. It's the last hour of the show on Thursday today. It is Bible Bumper Thursday.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Are you ready? Are you ready? I don't feel your faith. Are you ready?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. What a sad way to live. Bible Thumper Thursday, 888-77-53-773. Let me go, and I don't know, I don't think we finished up on the Super Chats. We'll get to those soon. Let me go to Aaron, a first-time call out of Maryland. Aaron, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hold on here. Aaron?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
So
are you on a speakerphone, Aaron?
I'm on my headphones. Should I take it off of that?
Yeah. Don't have it on Bluetooth or anything.
Is it better?
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. How are you?
All is well.
Okay. Yeah, so I started doing the silent prayer and really sticking with it.
Uh-huh.
And I forgave my parents and everything, and life around me has been getting better, but it feels like it just feels noisy, now. It's so noisy in my head. And I was wondering if I was doing something wrong, or is it just because now I'm noticing all the thoughts that it feels this way?
When you say noisy, you mean more thoughts and things in your head?
More thoughts than ever I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah, they've always been there. It's just that you've been living with them. You were one with the thoughts, and you were not aware of them. And now you're aware of them, they will be taken away from you. They've always been there. You just, when you were traumatized by your mother, you escaped into your imagination. That's where you've been living.
Dang.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, it's so strange. Sometimes it feels like, I don't know if I'm crazy or something, because I go to sleep, it's noisy. I still do the silent prayer before I go to sleep.
Right.
But then I wake up, and then now it's like a constant stream of, like, I don't even care about the things that, like, I guess my mind is trying to make me think about.
Absolutely, but, man.
You know what I mean? It's so weird. So, and it's hard because you can't really, unless somebody also knows about what you're doing, you can't really talk to anybody about it because you just sound crazy. Nobody really.
And that's what, like, every human being on this side of heaven are dealing with. They're living in their imagination, and they don't know it. They're unconscious of that. And they've been believing those thoughts all of their lives, and they're just walking around in a prison of thoughts of their imagination, calling it heaven.
Yeah, that's it's very weird. It feels very weird. It feels like I'm walking in, like, a movie or something. You know what I mean? Because, like, the conversation, I still hold conversations with people, but sometimes it doesn't even feel like I'm talking to the person.
Yes.
It feels like I'm talking to something else.
And you are. You're talking to the evil spirits in them as they are in you. But now that you're becoming aware of them, all you need to do now, Aaron, is be aware of those thoughts. Don't run away from them. Don't try to escape them by getting high or watching TV. Just watch them. Watch, watch, watch. And it's the light, it's the love, it's the Father that is a cause allowing you to see them, and He will take them away from you. They have to depart from you and make a home in someone else.
And so, really?
Yeah, so stay with it, stay with it. And you, if you stay with it, you will have a clearer mind. You will be given a clear mind.
Cool. All right.
What did your mother say when you went and forgave her?
She didn't say anything. She just said, okay. I'm not going to lie, I was very scared when I was doing it, but it was, I realized in the moment I had an opportunity to do it.
Yes.
And that's like when the thoughts went crazy.
Yeah.
So I just said it. Because I did feel that way. I did forgive her. So I was like, I just need to say it. I don't need to think too much. And I just said it. And then I guess for me in my situation, it was just, she just said, oh, okay, that's nice. And then walked away, and then it was over. And then I did the same with my father. My father was easy, though. He was just like, okay, man.
Nice.
Do you have a job yet? He wasn't worried about it.
Normally, once in a while I hear people say their father overreacted to it. But normally, because fathers love their children, their boys and their girls, their sons and daughters, the father tend to deal with it fine because they want you to return to them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I used to live with my mom, moved out, live with my dad now, but start work Monday. Things are changing. Things are getting better. I don't really pay attention to what people expect me to be at. I just follow my own thing and just try to better my life. And
how old are you
my
now?
Relationship with my, I'm 29.
Right on. Amazing.
Yeah.
You about to say your relationship with your parents?
Both got better.
Yeah.
Like with both parents, it's better than ever. There's
right
like a new boundary that's been made between me and my mother. Me and my father have gotten closer together. We talk now. At first it was like, you know, it was kind of like, it was like a little bit of a pain area there. We were kind of sad because I felt his pain and I just understood it. I didn't feel it, but I understood what he was going through at the time. You know, he wanted his son. I wanted my dad. I didn't even know I wanted my dad. And then when we finally reconnect, it's like you know, we let it all out, and then now we're past that. It's kind of like, it feels like I'm a, like you said before, like it feels like I'm his son. You know what I mean?
Yes. And that's what salvation life is all about. That's what every human being want. Everyone. They want a return to the Father. Most don't know that that's what it is. And so, but they what's missing is a return to the Father. You must be born again. And being born again is about returning to the Father. Amazing. Okay. So stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And just watch those thoughts. Don't argue with them. Don't fight with them. Don't call them you. Don't call them good or bad. Just watch and let the light fight the battle for you. You'll be fine.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, man. Stay with it.
I will.
All right. 888-753-773. Amazing. Alfonso is out of New York. There's a line open. Alfonso, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, how you doing, my brother? I've been a long-time listener since Trump got elected the first time.
Right on. And, welcome. Are you a first-time caller?
I am a first-time caller. I actually purchased one of your cameos, and I wanted to thank you. It was fantastic for my wedding.
Right on.
I got a kick out of it.
Nice.
I said, have more like babies. That was fantastic. I loved it. Can't thank you enough.
Right on. Check out the cameos, folks, for birthday, shout-out, weddings, anniversary, no matter what. Go to cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Go ahead, Alfonso.
So since listening to you, I was in a really bad place. I was with a woman for about 10 years who I thought I was going to marry. But I just, it was like you said, it was more of a passionate love for my ego. And I needed something from her, not as much as I feel about my wife now, who I do love dispassionately, you know, to have children with someone who I know is going to be a fit mother, who understands the order of Christ, you know, and accepts it and loves it. So my only issue is, my parents were divorced at a young, when I was about 13 years old, and my father was there all the time, made every game, practice, things that like most fathers really, it's hard to do because you have to, you know, pay bills. And then one day he cheated on my mom, and they divorced, and it really destroyed me for years. I couldn't understand why. The way I found out was through a videotape of him doing it, and that was, I feel like that was so wrong to show me.
Who showed it to you?
My mother and my uncle.
What an evil woman, that man.
Yeah, for sure.
But go ahead.
So over the years, I've come to listen to your show, and I've forgiven my mother. I sat down with her. At first, she was so reprehensive. She was very in attack mode. Like, how dare you feel like it's me that's the wrong person when he abandoned us? I said, listen, Mom, I'm going to be honest with you. After reflecting and thinking back to when I was a little kid, I remember my father would work, you know, as a finance manager at a dealership. He'd be working until 9 p.m. at night, you know, 8 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
Constantly working.
Yeah.
When he would come home, you would think his wife would have dinner ready for him, kiss him on the lips. And I never seen my parents ever have any affection. She hated his mustache. He shaved his mustache. She hated his cigarette smoking. He quit smoking. Anything he could do, he possibly did. Anything he could possibly do, he did, and she just would not show him affection. She was just a miserable person.
That's why she. And, that's why he cheated on her.
Right, and I think it's because also, sorry to keep rambling here, but her father had cheated on her mother, and it was later on in life when they were married. So I think that had a big effect on how she looked at men. You know, once she seen her father, who she loved so much, cheat on her mother, she kind of hated men after that. And it affected her for relationship with my father. So long story short, I'm married, and my father and I, we don't get along. I hated him after watching that tape for the longest time, resented him. And I reached out to him a few times just to touch base and apologize.
Yes.
And he just refuses to be a part of my life. And I really don't know how to get to him. I texted him what I wanted to say to him. And in response to that, I just don't get any. I don't get anything. He has three brothers, my uncle, so I'm close with one of them. And they tell me that he feels I abused him so much that there's no going back. And
yeah.
His new his new girl that he's with, and his, she has a daughter. He's content with his life, and he doesn't want any part of my life. I'm okay with that. As long as he's happy, you know, as long as he's content and at peace, I'm at peace. That's how, like, this passionate love is. I feel that you discussed, you know, about God. Whether or not he has to be a part of my life is irrelevant. As long as, you know, I know he's okay in life, I feel like that I'm okay in life. But it still is hard for me to wrap my head around a father not being able to at least speak to your son. So
right.
I know that when I have a kid, and we're trying, you know, by the grace of God, I have a boy first. Well, I'm an alpha male, of course.
That's right. Real men make boys first.
That's right. Damn right. So,
and so your question for me is what?
My question for you is, how do I, should I approach it where I continue to contact him? Because I've made multiple calls, wrote letters, sent text messages, emails, called his girl. You know, even she told me he doesn't want to talk to me. There's nothing I could do. I hated her for the longest as well. I thought it was her that was keeping him from me. And it's not. He just doesn't want anything to do with me. So do I continue to pursue him in order to, you know, gain, to tell him that I forgive him? Or was that text message enough? Because I feel like I've changed.
Yeah.
Forgiving my mother and forgiving my father. And I feel like I'm ready to be a father. But at the same time, I always hear you say, if you can forgive and they're alive, go and forgive.
Yeah. First of all, why were you angry at him for cheating on your mother?
Well, I was about 12 or 13 years old, and I had asked him straight up to his face. You know, we had a great relationship. He never lied to me.
Yeah.
And I said, Dad, did you cheat on mommy after watching the tape? He said, of course not. I would never do that. I said, you're a liar.
But and you didn't have a right. Phone. You didn't have a right to be angry at him for cheating on your mother. Because he didn't cheat on you, he cheated on your mother, and that issue was between them. But because your mother showed you that video and all that, it turned you against him, and that was the whole plan. That's why they showed you the video, so that she can turn you away from your father toward her, and then she can play victim. It wasn't your business at all. What was happening with them? You love both your parents. You want your father and your mother. But your mother was evil, and she turned you away from your father by showing you that video. It wouldn't have mattered because they cheated. That was between them.
Absolutely. No, I agree.
100%. He didn't cheat on you.
I discussed that with her. And I said, you know something? Honestly, Mom, would you have cheated on you? If, you know, imagine you're going to work 8 to 9 p.m. at night every day, and you're not even kissing your husband.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I honestly don't blame him. I'm surprised he lasted as long as he did.
Yeah.
But then later on, when we had this talk, which was a few years ago, when I forgave her, I said, listen, you know, you did the best that you could, but at the same time, I want you to understand what you did.
Yeah.
You pushed me away from my father so much now that he doesn't want to be a part of my life. He feels that I abused him. Meanwhile, you know, he has a point, because I kind of did abuse him.
And did you explain to him that you took your mother's side and you were wrong for that?
I did explain to him that she had her intentions to push me away from him.
Yes, okay.
But yet I always had this yearn for him then. I felt that I needed him all my life.
All boys and girls need the father, absolutely.
Yeah, and even now, being an only child and obviously a man, and getting ready to have a child, I'd love to have him a part of my life and to be a part of my children's lives. But, you know, again, it's in God's hands, honestly, whether or not he wants to do that. All I could do is what I think you recommend, which is, that's why I'm asking. My question
Now that you have contacted him, you tried to talk to him, you wrote him a letter, whatever, be done with it, just wish him well and go on with your life. Because you can't make him communicate with you or anything. He got to forgive. So you've done your part. Wish him well and go on with your life. And who knows, he may think about the fact that you have reached out and have apologized. But just be patient. It may change one day, but you move on. Don't try anymore.
Okay. And as far as, like, hope goes, just let all hope go and move on completely, right?
Never
don't have any thought about that.
Never hold on to hope. at all. You just live your life in the present. You want to be present, not hope, but be present, and whatever happens, happen, and it'll be good for you. It'll be fine.
Like, I want to be honest with you, Jesse. Like, every single day that goes by, I still think about him.
I understand.
We share the same name. I'm getting ready to have a son, hopefully, Alpha Male. And I want to name him. We have the same name, so I want to name him, you know, after my father.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just some time of the day or other, it'll pop up in my mind. It's constant.
Well, you love your father now.
Over and over again.
You love your father. He doesn't have to love you. You don't resent him, so you love him. And if you want to name your son after your father, that's fine, too. You just live your life. And, again, your father may realize that you have apologized, you have reached out to him, and I guarantee you with all that is in me, he is wanting to be close to you. Just give him time. He got a smoke on it. He'll be fine. You'll hear from him eventually.
Okay, will do, Jesse. I really do appreciate you. You have no idea the impact that you've had on my life, and I'm sure many, many other young men. Because at first, when I realized this whole capitalist system, I was so anti-capitalist at one point, because my father was pro-capitalist. Just to show you how much resentment could affect you.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, I'd rather be a Nazi than a capitalist, you know, so... I started to get crazy, and then I realized, you know, like, calm down, man. You have too much hate in your heart. By listening to you, you know, I got closer to Christ doing the silent prayer, and it truly helped me to let go of that, all that weight and all that anger and resentment, because it was really weighing me down to the point where I was, like, on medication and psychotherapy and all this BS that I didn't need. I just needed to do the silent prayer, funny enough.
People don't, human beings don't understand the depths of how evil anger is. Anger is evil to the core. It destroys the heart. It destroys the person. But people don't, they don't realize. They think is, some people even think that you should have anger. Anger protects you and all that crap. But anger is pure evil. And it destroys every fiber of your body. So you've done right for yourself by forgiving your parents and don't hold anything against you. Now that you have forgiven your father, you move on. And just stay with the prayer and watch those thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. So just watch those thoughts. And it's going to blow your mind how amazing your life will become, because it's already laid out for you. You just didn't see it because you were living in your imagination in darkness. But now the darkness will be taken away from you completely if you stay with it.
Now, may I just say one more thing, Jesse? I totally agree with you.
Yes.
So let that sink in and truly let go of all of that resentment and hate. The blessings that I've been getting from God, and I know it says not to speak about your blessings, don't boast about them, but yeah, I just want to share this with you because it's so relevant. I'm a parking enforcement officer in Yonkers, which I wanted to be a police officer, but they pay just as much as the police officers do. So until I become a police officer,
right. This
was the next best thing. So I deal with people all the time, and you can imagine getting a ticket. It's not a fun experience. So I've had a lot of people, you know, curse me out, this, that, the third, you know, just say the most hateful things. And it's helped me to just realize these people are suffering.
Yes.
You know, it's not them. It's just anger. And I see the anger, like, firsthand every day. And I realize, wow, man, that was me not too long ago.
Yeah, that's right.
I was just like that. I was that guy just not like maybe a few years ago.
That's right, man. They can't help themselves. The same spirit that was controlling you with that anger, it's the same evil spirit controlling every human being. They think they're in charge, but they're not. No one is in charge of their own life, not one. You're being influenced by evil until and if you're born again of the Father, then the Father will influence and control you. We are not in control of anything. But you're right. Everybody you know, everyone you have ever known, everyone you see, they're dealing with the same evil. Situations might be a little different, but it's the same spirit.
And that spirit, when I notice they get very angry, you'll see their face has it's a different face. It's almost demonic. It's like you can see in their eyes, they just get so enraged. It's like I would imagine how I looked. You know, it's not the same person when you're calm, collected, and at peace.
Yes.
But knowing that everything's going to be fine. It really changes the way you look. Their eyes change. Their demeanor changes. Their posture changes. And it's like, wow, you can see they're possessed. You can see that spirit is just living right through them.
It's like evil spirit is like hiding behind the scene. And then so when you look, when they're not displaying that anger, it looked like they don't have anger. But as soon as they get upset about something, it's like that those spirits come up through the body and through the eyes, and you can see it, but they don't know you see it. The people don't know that you're looking right at the evil in them. They don't realize they can't see. And by seeing it, you are protected from it. And you won't judge them because you see that they are being controlled by evil.
Right. And the same people that I think are in control, like you say, that they control the blacks with racism, they understand this concept very, very well.
Yes.
Because, when you see someone who's angry, they're so easily manipulated.
Yes.
You can use them like a puppet.
Yeah.
I see it constantly happening all the time, whether it's with the Jewish people, Israel and Gaza.
Yep.
But the news never brings you a peaceful story anymore. I remember as a little kid, I used to hear this young lady or this old lady needed someone to help her walk her across the street. That'll be on the news once in a blue moon, rarely. Now you rarely hear anything decent.
Yeah.
All evil. And I feel like that's having such an effect on the population.
It is.
We really need to have some positivity. I know it sounds corny, but my wife's a teacher, and these kindergarten students with two moms, two dads, they're lashing out, punching teachers. I mean, I never heard stories like this growing up.
Yeah.
No discipline, nothing at all.
I can't imagine.
What the future generation is going to be like if this continues.
It's even the Christians believe that anger is good. They believe that they have the anger that they think Jesus had. And so they justify their evil hearts, which is anger, by saying that Jesus was angry. Jesus was angry. And they think that it's what they're dealing with. And it's not. They have been so deceived by evil.
Yeah, they call it righteous anger, which is like an oxymoron. It's like it makes no sense. It's like saying good, bad. It's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Righteous anger. What are you talking about?
Absolutely, man.
When a father disciplines his child, he doesn't get angry at his child.
That's right.
He understands that you must, whether you have to spank him on the butt or put him in timeout, whatever it may be. It hurts him to do it, believe me, but he's not angry at the child. He doesn't want to hurt the child. He doesn't have that same spirit that, I've had with my father, or other people have with Israel and Gaza and all this other nonsense.
What a mess.
It's different. It's like you say, it's discernment.
Yes.
You're totally right, Jesse. And God bless you, man. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Stay with us.
You saved me, brother. Thank you so much. I love you for it.
You too, man. Stay with us. It only gets better. Stay with it, all right?
Okay, brother. You take care.
All right, buddy. Amazing call. Thank you. 888-775-3773. That's one line open. A quick break. Back to the phone calls and your super chat. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Thank you.
supper. Bible Thumper Thursday. We love the Bible Thumpers too. Amazing. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time, The Hake Report. And then after The Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. And Joel is here every Monday through Thursday. Joel Friday TV on fire. He black. And after Joel Friday TV, Joel Friday TV would be the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon today. All right? And don't forget, for personal shout-outs, go to Cameo, and I'll do them for you. See, you heard Alfonso say they were amazing. Go to cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, and get your White History T-shirts. July is White History Month. Our seventh year coming up. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, we are celebrating White History Month. Go to JulyJustFeelsWhite.com. No, July feels white, not just. July feels white. Even though it is just feel white. That's why we did it. JulyFeelsWhite.com or RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. All right, and get your shirts. Let me go quickly back to the busy phone because I want to get to your super chats, and this time I'll go by just like that. Let me go. I asked Tanner from Oklahoma to call back because we ran out of time yesterday when he called. Tanner, thank you for calling back. You're on the air.
Morning, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, Tanner.
Hey, so yesterday at the end of your show, I asked you, are you a Christian? You said no, but yes. And
yeah,
then I asked you,
I am,
what
yes.
does that mean?
When I'm communicating with people and they want to know, are you a Christian or Jew or whatever, it's a way of identifying to them, communicating with them that I'm a Christian.
Right. And so when you say I'm a Christian, what do you believe? What does that mean to you?
It means
How would you identify your beliefs? It means that...
That's how I communicate with people on earth that want to know, you know, they want to ask them if you're a Christian. You know how people communicate and they want to, sometimes
right.
they ask you if you're atheist, Christian. It's a form of communication.
Okay. And so for an example, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ? And what does that mean?
I don't understand that question.
Well, so to be a Christian, right, that word literally means like a little Christ, right? That's how that word came into being. And so that would identify people in the ancient world, right, who were part of the church, the people that followed Christ, were indwelt with the Spirit, right? And so today, you know, when you say you're a Christian, are you identifying with that group of people, the church, or are you, what are you, I guess, in terms of
I just explained
religion?
To you what I meant when I use that words to communicate with others about me, which religion, quote unquote, that I belong to.
Okay, amazing.
Are you a Christian?
You,
Yes, sir. I'm 1,000%. You know what day it is today?
How do you know that you're a Christian?
I know that I'm a Christian, Jesse, because I was born into a fallen state, and I recognized my sin, and I knew that I needed to be saved by God. And so I accepted the only sacrifice that would atone for my sin, right? And so he took my sin to the cross and gave me his righteousness so that I could be restored to the Father.
Do you still have anger?
Do I still have anger? Uh-uh.
You don't have anger?
Uh-uh.
You never get angry?
What? I don't, because God is sovereign.
Do you ever get angry?
No.
You say you don't because God is sorry?
Sovereign. He is over everything.
He's starving?
So even the sovereign.
What does that mean? He's starving?
You know what that word means?
What does that mean? Jay?
Tell Joel, Google it for you.
What?
Controls everything.
I can't hear you.
It means he controls everything.
God controls everything?
Yeah, he's independent and controls everything.
He died, but what does that have to do with you being a Christian?
So that's
do you believe that Jesus is God?
Wait, hold on. Let me answer your question. Can I answer your question?
Real fast, because of time.
Let me answer your first question, then we can get to that, if that's okay. I don't get angry because if God is over everything, right, everything in my life is either a test, right? It's forming me in some way, right? There's no need to get angry because I know that God is leading me. He is watching over my life.
Who is testing you? Who is testing you?
God. He disciplines his children. He trains them up, you know, and makes sure that they know how to be righteous.
That's not true. God does not test you.
You don't think so?
I know so. God does not test. Why does God need to test you?
Why does God need to test me?
Yeah.
To see what's in my heart. That's what he did with Israel.
He already knows what's in your heart. Why does he need to test you?
Right, and so when you go through life circumstances, right?
No, why does God need to test you when God already know that what's in your heart? That's why he told you to forgive. Why does he need to test you? Where did you get that from that he tests you?
Well, so all throughout, I know you don't think very highly of the Bible, but
what do you mean?
The Bible.
What do you mean?
What I mean by that, man, with all due respect, man, I've been listening to you. I've been listening to your show for some time, and you know, I've heard the way you talk about scripture, and of course, Bible Thumping Thursday. I mean, it's a term that you've coined, right, for people like me who are Christian and call up here and want to talk to you about Jesus.
No, not who are Christian, but Christians who are Bible thumpers. All Christians are not Bible thumpers. But because of time to hand, I would love to keep going, but I want to know, why do you think God tests you? God doesn't test you.
I think, so when I say that God tests me, let me unpack that a bit, because I'll be I know how you are with language. I could be using the word, let me unpack what I mean. I think God puts us through moments in our life that certain things about a person come to the surface, right? Like, say, if you have anger and, you know, you're in a situation where you're angry and now all of a sudden you realize, oh, man, I'm an angry person. I think that that is an opportunity to repent, right, and to seek the Father and to be forgiven and to change. So I think that we are constantly on this side of heaven going through this period of purification, right? If you're God's child, he's testing you, right?
Nope, he does not test you. That. He does not test you.
Okay.
He doesn't need to test you, and he doesn't test you, which is easy for you to accept, that you are a sinner or all your sins have been forgiven.
Which is easier for me to accept?
Yes.
I've never thought about that. I guess I'd say it's easier for me to accept that my sins are forgiven because it's outside of me and I'm totally dependent upon Christ for that. And
so if you believe your sins have been forgiven, what is there for God to test you with and about? Why would God test you if all your sins have been forgiven? What would be his purpose? What would be his purpose of testing you?
Great question. So when God forgives a sinner, Jesse, that person is not taken out of the world, right? They are still in a fallen state. They are still in the flesh.
How can you be in a fallen state if God has...
Can I finish?
How can you be in a fallen state if you know that God has forgiven you?
Can I answer the first question?
So, real fast. Don't take forever. Because of time.
I won't.
Okay.
Well, because of time, right. Because of time. So basically, God is cleaning, I guess, is a way that you could say this, his people, right? When you come to God, you are still a human being. God works that sin out of your life until you die and go and stand before him. And one day you will be glorified, right? You will be perfected. But in this earth, that stuff doesn't just disappear, right? It may be forgiven, but God works that out of your life. And
that's not true.
And refines you.
That is totally wrong. But how can you be a sinner? How can, if God has forgiven you for all your sins?
How can you be a sinner?
How can Tanner? You said you believe. Yes. So you don't believe that you are a sinner, right?
I do not see in the New Testament that you love that God refers to his children as sinners. I see that he refers to them as his children.
Do you believe that you are a sinner?
No, I believe that I'm a disciple of Christ and a child of God. If you want to ask me,
you be in a fallen state then if you believe God have forgiven you for all your sins?
I believe that I'm forgiven of sin, right? But God still purges that sin from his children's life. It doesn't just
What
disappear
sin
overnight.
Will he have to purge from you if you have already been forgiven?
Well, what does the term forgiveness mean to you?
What sin will he have to purge from you? What sins would he have to purge from you? If you believe all your sins have been forgiven, you've been cleansed. So if you've been cleansed, then there's no sin to forgive you for, right?
That's not entirely true.
Why not?
So let me tell you what I've
Tanner, let me do this. I want, because we had technical problems, this is my last hour for today. Can you call me tomorrow?
Call you tomorrow?
Yes.
All right, Jesse.
Because
take care, man.
I'm looking at the clock, and there's so many people that want to get in.
I understand.
But call me tomorrow and tell me, how can you believe or know that God has forgiven you for all your sins, but yet you're still a sinner, all right?
Right. One more. Before you go, can I ask you one last thing?
Yes.
Who is God? What God do you serve? What's his name? What's he? What? Who
I don't understand that question. That sounds like one of those Christian dumb questions.
I'll call you tomorrow.
All right, buddy. 888. Doesn't that sound like one of those Christian dumb person, like a setup question?
Yes. It sounds like those. Sounds like those people trying to challenge Jesus.
Right. Yeah. What the? Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Super chats.
Nice. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, someone is now a member. Oh, I already said that one. Someone said, good morning. Hi, y'all. The first Thursday of the month is the men's forum. The third Thursday of the month is the women's forum. What if we made second Thursday of the month the transgender forum? People would be like, what the? Thank you for your three coffees.
Thank you. Appreciate
Actually,
it.
We read all the prior super chats. I don't know what went out, but we read them and thanked you guys.
Yeah.
FYI.
We had technical problems. We read them, though.
Yeah.
in the first hour. Thank you.
So consider it appreciated and acknowledged. 888-77-JESSE bought a coffee. Now that the Democrats have found forgiveness, will you allow them to send us into the promised land?
What?
The Democrats have found forgiveness. Now that that's happened, will you allow them to lead us into the promised land?
I don't understand that.
I don't know. Maybe they've forgiven Hunter. I don't know what this forgiveness is. That
yeah, I can't. I don't know what that means, so I can't respond. But thank you anyway. I appreciate it.
10 coffees from Joey. This question is deep. Who is Natty, and why is she in such a rush to going north?
I have no idea who Natty is.
Natty going north?
Natty?
Natty going north. I think he's making fun of the way you pronounce 90.
Oh, 90 going north. I guess. Thank you. Amazing.
Scott gave a tip on Cash App. Oh, Jesse Lee Peterson and another guy equals goats.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mike Young bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I'd like to challenge those same hypocritical black callers who claim to be offended by the grocery store shooting in Buffalo, New York, to call about the angry black female killing the white child, because I'm pretty sure that they don't care about this issue because it was black on white crime.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike Young.
Yeah.
Kohlberger Art Coffee. Jealousy is a real B word of a spirit, and he spells it all the way out the way that you say it.
Mm-hmm.
He says, well, I can't say it. It intoxicates your heart with pure rage.
You're too holy.
Yeah. Too trained.
Your mama may be listening.
Yeah. Same spirit convinced.
Thank you.
Same spirit that convinced a black guy that threw a little white child off the top floor in a shopping mall. I vaguely remember that. That's wild. If that's the old thing that happened.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. What? Jealousy is evil.
Yeah.
Christopher Foute checking in from Atlanta. Heart emoji.
Hey, Chris.
Nice to see you.
Right on. Amazing.
Or see from you.
Hey, Chris. Thank you.
Mike Formby says George Orwell's 1984. This is on X. 100% based on the militant AT&T call center from hell that you can never leave.
Amazing. Thank you.
TQ7213 says, good morning from New Zealand, Jesse. The truth, Peterson, smiley face on kick.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Evgeny Crosby, a couple of diamonds.
Heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you black, everybody and they mama. Thank you.
Evgeny Crosby says, no message. And then he gives another diamond saying, also no message.
Right on. Thank you.
Evil is still real with a couple of rumble rants. Kind of stupid and sloppy to use dumb instead of stupid. Dumb only means stupid because idiots use it wrongly for so long. Women have their own chess league for a reason, he says.
Amazing.
I think he's indicating that women are stupid and not dumb.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
What the? Amazing. Thank you.
He says, why do women put on perfume, wear makeup, have their own sports league, have their own chess league, cannot hold priesthood? They stink, are ugly, are weak, are stupid, or are of the devil.
What the?
I disavow this.
Me too.
And I'm not laughing with him. Okay.
You have to love, man. What the? Thank you.
Skrill Kill bought 5 coffees. Jesse, this is Skrill. Shout out to you, Hake, and the rest of the movement. God bless you, sir. Amazing.
Thank you. You too. Mind blowing.
I think we met him.
Where?
Here during a Fallen State taping with one of my guests, Misfit Nation guy, Krishan the Don.
Oh.
He's Krishan the Don's friend.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Nice.
Shout out to Skrill Kill. Itjitsu James says with a coffee, hey JLP, what do you get when you mix a pine tree with an apple? Hey, please pause a sec to let him think.
Orange juice.
Answer is a pineapple. Laughing face emoji. You were close.
Thank you.
At this point, just call me Mike. You're a rich girl. You've gone too far because you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. Hall & Oates.
Amazing.
And he's French Canadian.
Thank you. Let me stop there. I want to squeeze in a couple calls here.
Okay.
Thank you all so much. I want to get in a couple calls because we had technical issues on our end here. Especially, it was the first and second hour, so I wasn't able to take the calls. And now that's been cleared up, we got a bunch of calls. I want to try to squeeze in some before the show end here. But thank you all for your support. I do appreciate it. Let me go to Terry, a first-time caller out of Texas. Let's see here. Terry, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Happy Juneteenth, Jeffrey.
Happy Juneteenth, whatever that means.
I'm in Texas, man, and for Juneteenth, they closed down the road. They blocked the whole city off for a parade all day long in the town that I'm in.
Did you participate?
They haven't had the parade this weekend, Saturday.
And that's in Galveston, right?
Tyler, Texas. It's right outside of Dallas.
Oh, Tyler. I thought I had heard or read somewhere in the media that the blacks down in Texas were mad because they didn't have any money to celebrate Juneteenth. Is that true?
Yeah. The government didn't give them any money. I don't celebrate, though.
What a mess.
They usually give them money every year. Hey, Trump gave us some money one year, but Joe Biden didn't give them nothing.
Joe Biden just wants their votes. He doesn't care about them.
Yeah. Hey, Jesse, I know you guys got a lot of calls going through. I want to ask you one question.
Yes.
So I work with the youth program, right, with kids. And I used to think that you were crazy when you said this, but this is so true. Man, when I work with the black kids, Jesse, they destroy everything.
Yeah.
Even how do they even learn that as kids?
Yeah.
Like little kids, like I work with 8 through 13, and they throw trash all over the community. They tear up the basketball goals, the footballs. They'll curse you out, and their mothers will come up there when they know that their kids are wrong and try to fight you over their kids being wrong.
Yeah.
They want you to go along with their mess.
Well, that's because, number one, they have no fathers, and it's not in the power of the woman to discipline them. That's why they need the father, because women don't have the power to, because women are so emotional. They Satan is the god of the woman, and she is so emotional. She doesn't have love to discipline them with. So when the mother are yelling at them or trying to do it, the kid's spirit know that it's evil. They don't accept it. And now the world is using the black kids for destruction. And so they are allowed to be out of control. No one's tend to correct them now. And it's just going to get worse, Terry, if men don't wake up and take back their families.
Man, that is so true. Hey, Jesse, I got one more question. I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Why is it that, so I was in the bed with my wife, and then we were talking, and she said her woman intuition told her something. And I said, why your woman intuition always tell you something bad about me, but it never tells her nothing good?
Because women,
I wanna know,
women,
why is that?
Women are closer to hell. They're closer to the ground. Men are closer to heaven, and women are closer to hell. And so that's why she does that. She has no love. She only has hell in her. Satan is her god.
So she ain't gonna like that.
What?
She ain't gonna like when I tell her that.
Yeah, but that's what it is. Satan is the woman's god. They're closer to hell. And that's why women can tell when no good women are around. She can tell when things are going because they're closer to hell. Isn't that amazing?
Come on, man. Hey, Jesse, man, you changed my life, man. I forgave my mother. Well, I didn't tell her yet, but I forgave my father. And, man, you changed my life. That's all I'm going to say. I got so many words to say, but, yeah.
Well, go to your mother.
You did a lot for me, man. Thank you, man.
You're welcome. Go to your mother and forgive her. It only gets better. All right?
Okay, all right.
Thank you,
Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. I am so out of time, folks. That little hour went by like 30 minutes. We got to finish the Super Chats tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the credo right. And your phone calls tomorrow, right? Tomorrow is Open Line Friday, if the Lord is willing and the credo right. We had technical problems this morning here, so that's why we were all messed up. I want you to listen to the first hour of the show today if you missed it. It was deep. It was deep. It was deeper than deep, deep, deep. The Hate Report is coming up now. TheHateReport.com. And then Joy of Friday TV. He black. Joy of Friday TV. And then the Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Remy from New York. Tony from California. And other calls that are dropping. I'm out of time. Tomorrow we'll take as many calls as possible, all right? Have a good day, and we'll finish the Super Chats and do the new ones tomorrow, too. Thank you all. We had technical problems, so we just couldn't. Things happen, all right? Have a good one, folks. Thank you.
Amazing!
Amazing. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying,
yeah,
there is real things going on. And
yeah,
people want to overlook that. And yeah, I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you,
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you, just because a lot of, we don't have most guys that can, you know, stand, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.